And later this morning, we'll have the Answering Machine Olympics. What else is coming up today?
Well, let's see. We're going to bust somebody's chops this morning. It's a scamogram coming your way sometime after 8 o'clock this morning. And it's National Secretaries Week. Going to be calling up some secretaries that their bosses called in yesterday. They're going to take some dictation for us. We'll see how they do. Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station. It's 17 after 6 o'clock. It's the Rock and Boom Showgram, about 35 downtown.
Let's see, let's go. We're going to do a, we'll check history.
Yeah. We'll find out what happened today in history.
Yeah, we'll do history.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station. That is the phrase that pays up to $5,000 cash. Keep that in mind, because if we ask you the phrase that pays, tell us.
And you could win.
20 after 6, that was Phil Collins. Tanya, what's coming up?
Well, Rocky, for the presidential wannabes, the next test of strength is about to begin in Pennsylvania. The city wants to make downtown Buffalo more attractive to children. And speaking of children, why is Sonny Bono singing I've Got You Baby lately? I'll tell you why, plus give you the top news of the day coming up at 6:55.
It's all you'd expect and more.
Everybody knows that.
6:24 at KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station. What's happening this day in history, Boom?
Well, back in 1986, you'll remember the worst nuclear accident in history occurred at Chernobyl plant in the Soviet Union. An experiment involving the nuclear 4 reactor went awry, causing an explosion and fire that sent radioactivity into the atmosphere. At least 31 Soviets died as a direct result of the accident, and that is still not a populated area in the Soviet Union.
In 1785, the American naturalist and artist John James Audubon was born in Haiti.
Now they have the Audubon Society.
Right.
Kind of interesting. In 1865, I should say, John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln, was surrounded by federal troops near Bowling Green, Virginia, and killed.
In 1968, the United States exploded beneath the Nevada desert in a 1 megaton nuclear device called Boxcar.
And speaking of explosions and earth-shattering news, in 1900, seismologist Charles Richter, who devised the earthquake measuring scale that bears his name, was born in Hamilton, Ohio. Kind of interesting stuff,
back
huh?
Back in 1900. Good morning, right. Kiss.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Yes.
You've reached the Rock and Boom Showgram, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, you know how you were talking about the Richter scale?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is how he based things on the Richter scale.
How did he do that, sir?
Well, if it was a 2.2, you had to replace the glassware.
All right, a 2.2, uh-huh.
If it was a 4.4, you had to replace the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a 6.6, you had to replace your underwear.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The exclusive KISS 98.5 AccuWeather weather forecast from meteorologist Elliot Abrams. Sunny this morning, a mixture of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Could be a shower this afternoon. High today about 63.
Variable clouds tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low about 43. Tomorrow's high 55 to 60. Now downtown it is 42 in the Queen City at the number one hit music station.
KISS 98.5.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station. Natalie Cole, I Live For Your Love. It's 6:34. It's the Rock and Boom Show, Graham.
Time now for your horoscopes, your star tracks for today. And if you're an Aries, this is what you have to look forward to. You will complete that project on time.
Taurus, a great night to go out and play.
Well, if you're a Gemini, don't get involved in a family squabble.
Cancer, you may have to change your plans at the last minute.
Leo, tell others exactly how you feel.
Virgo, everything will go your way today.
If you're a Libra, cheer up someone who's down.
Scorpio, help is on the way.
Sagittarius, the boss is on your side.
Capricorn, use your imagination.
Aquarius, you'll get a lot accomplished today.
And Pisces, cooperate with a partner.
That's your horoscopes, your star tracks for today.
Take a look around. Everyone is getting into
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station. Take me halfway. It's Kenny Loggins. It is 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock with the Rock and Boom Showgram in 43 downtown.
And this morning, the classic comedy cut. Remember Albert Brooks?
Yeah.
In broadcast news?
Yeah.
Up for an Oscar. Well, believe it or not, he's also a stand-up comedian among many other things. And, of course, he was in, what was he in, the movie with Goldie Hawn?
Mm-hmm.
and which was Private Benjamin.
Oh, okay.
And he's a pretty good stand-up, and here's a bit that he did in San Antonio.
Hmm, I like it.
I open for Richie.
657 at KISS 98.5. Here's Tanya Brown.
Thank you, Rocky. After a week-long review of its Persian Gulf policy, the U.S. has decided to back off. Good morning, and here's what's topping news this hour. The Reagan administration is apparently backing away from an expanded role in the Persian Gulf. Officials are now saying there will be no change in the policies under which U.S. troops in the Gulf could use their weapons. But after last week's clash with Iran, the rules could relax a bit. On the campaign swing, the polls in Pennsylvania are opening this very minute. The latest estimates indicate Michael Dukakis will beat Jesse Jackson in the Democratic contest, but Jackson says he plans to win this nomination.
I want to stop drugs! What do I want? I want to stop killing and hate! What do I want? I want to make America better! I want to keep America strong!
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, George Bush can put a mathematical lock on his nomination. The NFTA on Monday released fiscal figures, which is KISS 98.5's John Zach reports, indicate that fewer people are taking the bus nowadays.
The Transit Authority, in releasing ridership figures for the fiscal year that ended March 31st, showed the number of people riding Metro Bus is at its lowest level in 27 years. At the same time, Metro Rail enjoyed a healthy ridership increase. Despite the slide in Metro Bus usage, though, Metro Bus still accommodates the vast majority of transit customers in the Erie Niagara County region. For KISS 98.5, I'm John Zach.
The resignation Monday of Buffalo Chamber of Commerce President Eric Swider came as no surprise to area leaders. While no one pointed to specific allegations that led to Swider's resignation, most agreed he had lost his effectiveness as chamber president. Why is Sonny Bono singing I've Got You, Baby lately? Well, as KISS 98.5's Dennis Akuri reports, it's because his fourth wife has given him his first son.
Newly elected Palm Springs Mayor Sonny Bono has a new son. He's 7 pounds, 13 ounce Cesare Elan Bono, and he made his entrance at a local hospital Monday night. So how does the experience of fatherhood compare to his recent election victory?
It felt amazing. I mean, the whole process really was amazing. I'm blown away again, more so this time than 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It was amazing.
Cesare Elan, Mayor Bono's first son, via C-section. Mother Mary is resting comfortably.
Thanks, Dennis. And finally, the sheriff's office in Santa Barbara, California, has a honey of a case to work on. Well, it's a case about honey anyway. Someone broke into a fruit stand and made a beeline for the bee product, which was the only stuff taken. Officers now have to finger a sticky-fingered burglar. This may require a sting operation. And now to Boom for a look at sports.
Thanks, Tanya. In sports, the Buffalo Bills selected 10 players on the second round of the NFL draft. Among them, the Wright brothers, fullback Bo Wright of Alabama, and defensive lineman Jeff Wright of Central Missouri. They're not related. The Edmonton Oilers completed a sweep of the Smythe Division Finals last night by defeating Calgary 6-4. Red Wings took a 3-1 lead in their Norris Division Final by beating St. Louis 3-1. A ninth-inning rally by the Oklahoma City 89ers stung the Bisons last night as they lost 6-5 in Oklahoma City. Bison ace Bob Patterson allowed 11 hits until he was pulled in the top of the ninth after giving up back-to-back singles. Reliever Logan Easley then blew a 5-3 lead, allowing three runs and the loss for Buffalo. With a look at AccuWeather, here's meteorologist Elliot Abrams.
Thanks, Boom. We're in for the nicest day we'll have for the rest of the week. Sunshine this morning, a mixture of sun and clouds this afternoon, maybe a brief shower, high 60 to 65. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 43, high tomorrow 55 to 60. Then for Thursday, it'll be a nasty, raw day with rain at times, perhaps mixed with wet snow. The high on Thursday, only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams reporting AccuWeather exclusively on KISS 98.5.
Thanks, Elliot. It is 43 downtown at the number one hit music station.
WKSE.
It's 98.5, the number one hit music station. It is 9 minutes after 7. It's the Rock and Boom Showgram. the Tuesday edition. And coming up after 8 this morning, we'll do the Answering Machine Olympics.
That's right.
Secretaries Week.
That's right. We're going to be calling some secretaries. They're going to be taking some dictation for us and reading it back to us. They'll have a chance to win a weekend for two at the Buffalo Marriott and also a weekend in Toronto. Absolutely free. Plus, all of the qualifiers will get roses. A dozen roses from Brody's. That's kind of nice, too. So be listening for that. More stuff coming your way, too. Hang in here. Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's 98.5, the number one hit music station. It is 18 minutes after 7, the Rock and Boom Show, Graham.
And the phone lines are open. If you have an answering machine you think is worthy of the Answering Machine Olympics, give us a call right now, 644-9850. That's 644-9850. Get your answering machine on the air. The judges will decide if it lives or die here at Kiss 98.5.
Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station, 721, Tuesday morning. It's the Rock and Boom Show, Graham. And Tanya Brown, what's coming up?
Well, Rocky, there's a Republican race in Pennsylvania today, but then again, there isn't. I'll tell you why. Sonny Bono now has his first son and the perfect gift to get your secretary this week. It's coming up along with the top news of the day at 7:55.
And on the highways in western New York, travel is already slow northbound along Route 5 onto the Father Baker Bridge. Right lane remains closed on that span while bridge deck repairs are made. And one lane is also closed on the inbound Skyway Bridge between Church Street and the Southern Base. Volume is steadily building on the westbound Kensington Expressway, and there is some loss of speed between Suffolk and westbound 198 ramp. On the eastbound mainline thruway, travel is already well below speed in that single-lane work area with slowest flow from exit 56 to the Lackawanna Toll. Northbound Niagara section working smoothly in the two-lane restriction after the Ogden Toll to Smith and Fillmore, but there is a delay of 2 to 3 minutes joining the 190 from the Dingin's Ogden ramp.
It's 722 at Kiss 98.5. The number is 644-9850. Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Rock and Boom Show, Graham.
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Jesse, how you doing this morning, Jess?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Jesse, why is it that you yell all the time?
What?
Well, I say, why is it that you yell all the time?
You say what?
Where are you now, Jesse?
I'm in a car. I'm on my car phone right now. I'm going through the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
Over here at McDonald's.
Yeah, well...
Wait, hang on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Give me an egg muffin, a couple of hash browns, 3 orange juice.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jesse.
And coffee.
Bye.
Yucks, where comedy is king. Every Thursday is Niagara's funniest comic search. Enter now by calling 416-357-LAFM.
It's your last chance to enter. Semi-final rounds being held now at Yuck Yucks.
Kiss 98.5, AccuWeather. From meteorologist Elliot Abrams, sunny this morning, a mixture of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. There may be an afternoon shower or two, high about 65.
Variable amounts of cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low about 43, high tomorrow, right about 60 or so. Right now in Buffalo, it is 42 with the Cover Girls on
Kiss 98.5.
Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station, 734. It's the Rock and Boom Show, Graham, and let's see, birthdays today.
Yes, we've got some Bobby Rydell. Remember him back in the 50s? He was big. He's 49 today.
Let's see, Maurice Williams of Earth, Wind, and Fire, 50.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe that. 50
I know.
Years old today.
Been making music a long time. Rudolf Hess, the Nazi war criminal, was born on this date back in 1896.
Edgar Kennedy was born in 1890.
Pete Ham of Badfinger was born in 1947.
Gary Wright, remember him, Dreamweaver?
Yeah.
All those songs, he was in Spooky Tooth years ago. He's 43 today.
Dwayne Eddy, is 50 today. He's a great guitarist.
Dwayne Eddy. Frederick Law Olmsted. Born in 1822. He was born in Hartford, Connecticut.
Of course.
Your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Dr. Charles Richter. We already talked about him. The Richter scale inventor. 88. Born near Hamilton, Ohio.
Carol Burnett is 55 today.
Ooh.
She was born in San Antonio.
And Sal Magley. He used to be a baseball manager in 1917.
The barber.
That's right.
Why did they call him the barber?
I don't know why they called him the barber.
Now,
I guess
you know
because
that.
He used to shave people off the plate.
That's right, he did. Because he used to throw clothes. In fact, he was the only or one of the very few pitchers to play on all three New York teams in the old days.
Okay, so he played on the Giants.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
And the Yankees.
The Yankees?
That's right.
No kidding. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Hey.
You are just a wealth of information, sir. Unbelievable. Amazing. This guy is incredible.
It doesn't hurt that I can read.
The timing is perfect.
Kiss 98.5, the number one hit music station. It is 747. John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, the Rock and Boom Show, Graham. Another call coming up.
That's right. We're going to make a call for to Western New York or Southern Ontario for up to $5,000 in cash. If we call you and ask what's your favorite radio station, just tell us the number one hit music station, Kiss 98.5, and you could score up to $5,000 instantly.
You've been looking at all the college bro.
Shooter card at the Buffalo Marriott, your only choice for nightlife.
751 at Kiss 98.5. Here's Tanya Brown.
Thank you, Rocky. They can't go aboard it, so they've decided to wait. Good morning, and here's what's topping news this hour. The Navy is still waiting for the toxic gas to clear out of the charred submarine Bonefish. Once it does, it will send teams in to assess the damage and search for the three missing sailors. On the campaign trail, if you believe the polls, Michael Dukakis will win the Pennsylvania primary today. Well, Jesse Jackson says he doesn't believe the polls, and according to them, if he wins the nomination...
I want to stop drugs! What do I want? I want to stop killing and hate! What do I want? I want to make America better! I want to keep America strong!
23 delegates are on the line. There's no race on the Republican side for George Bush, who only needs 58 delegates to lock up the presidential nomination. The NFTA released ridership figures yesterday, and as KISS 98.5's John Zach reports, fewer people are riding the bus lately.
The Transit Authority, in releasing ridership figures for the fiscal year that ended March 31st, showed the number of people riding Metro Bus is at its lowest level in 27 years. At the same time, Metro Rail enjoyed a healthy ridership increase. Despite the slide in Metro Bus usage, though, Metro Bus still accommodates the vast majority of transit customers in the Erie Niagara County region. For KISS 98.5, I'm John Zach.
A Grand Island woman, 50-year-old Gail Royal of Baseline Road, is hospitalized in serious condition following a five-car accident last night on the 290, the Youngman Highway. Why is Sonny Bono singing I've Got You Lately, Babe? Well, as KISS 98.5's Dennis Akuri reports, it's because his fourth wife has given him his first son.
Newly elected Palm Springs Mayor Sonny Bono has a new son. He's 7-pound, 13-ounce Cesare Elan Bono, and he made his entrance at a local hospital Monday night. So how does the experience of fatherhood compare to his recent election victory?
It felt amazing. I mean, the whole process really was amazing. I'm blown away again, more so this time than 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It was amazing.
Cesare Elan, Mayor Bono's first son, via C-section. Mother Mary is resting comfortably.
Thanks, Dennis. The city is taking steps to make downtown Buffalo more attractive to children. The Buffalo Enterprise Development Corporation hired a self-employed education designer to plan a children's museum for the theater district. And finally, if you still haven't decided what to get your secretary for National Secretaries Week, well, have no fear, because as KISS 98.5's Debbie Feinstein reports, Ollie North has struck again.
All bosses stumped on what to get their secretaries for this week's National Secretaries Week can take a lesson from Ollie North. A Washington, D.C. florist is offering a $45 Fawn Hall bouquet in honor of Oliver North's former assistant. The bouquet comes complete with a bottle of whiteout and pages of shredded paper all nestled in spring flowers. It even comes with a music box bass that plays the Marines hymn.
Thanks.
From USA Today Radio, I'm Debbie Feinstein.
Ooh, that was rude. Thank you, Debbie. And now to Boom for a look at sports.
Thanks, Tanya. In sports, the Buffalo Bills selected 10 players on the second day of the NFL draft Monday. Among them were the Wright boys, fullback Bo Wright of Alabama and defensive lineman Jeff Wright of Central Missouri. The Edmonton Oilers completed a sweep of the Smythe Division Finals last night by defeating Calgary 6-4. The Red Wings of Detroit took a 3-1 lead in their Norris Division Finals by beating St. Louis 3-1. And a ninth-inning rally by the Oklahoma City 89ers stung the Bisons last night as they lost 6-5 to Oklahoma City. Bisons ace Bob Patterson allowed 11 hits until he was pulled in the top of the ninth after giving up back-to-back singles. Reliever Logan Easley then blew a 5-3 lead by allowing 3 runs for the victory for Oklahoma. With a look at AccuWeather, here's meteorologist Elliot Abrams.
Boom, good morning. We're in for a nice day today. Sunshine followed by a few patchy clouds, high 60 to 65. Could be a brief afternoon shower. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow, going down into the 40s tonight, back up to 55 to 60 tomorrow. Then for Thursday, a raw day from March, cold and windswept with rain, perhaps even some snowflakes mixed in. Who needs it? Who wants it? But looks like we could have it anyway. High 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams reporting AccuWeather exclusively on KISS 98.5.
Thanks, Elliot. We think it's 52 downtown at the number one hit music station.
WKSE.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station. 3 minutes after 8, the Rock and Boom Showgram, Answering Machine Olympics, coming up shortly. We've got the most music in the morning and your chance to win up to $5,000 in cash. Stick a KISS 98.5 super sticker on your bumper. We'll be looking for it.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station. 10 minutes after 8, Olympics is the theme this morning. The Answering Machine Olympics coming up.
That's right. Going to be calling some answering machines from some people in Western New York who volunteered their number and their answering machine message. We'll get some judges on the phone, and you will be the judge, whether they live or die.
Secretarial Olympics, too.
That's right. We're going to be calling some secretaries. Bosses called yesterday and nominated their secretaries for National Secretary Week, which it is this week. Wednesday is National Secretary Day. We're going to call the secretaries that they volunteered, have them do some dictation. They'll win some flowers and a chance at a weekend at the Marriott and a weekend in Toronto from KISS 98.5.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station, 817, the Rock and Boom Showgram, big hour in store. We're going to do the Answering Machine Olympics coming up here in a little bit. And also, we've got the secretaries online.
That's right. We've got our notes to the secretaries all set to go.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station, 821. It is the Rock and Boom Showgram.
And on the highways in Western New York, travelers under speed in both directions on the mainline thruway between the Lackawanna Toll and Exit 56 Blaisdell. Only one lane is available east and westbound because of repaving. Trip in the on the inbound 33 is still a slow one with some stop-and-go motion from the Harlem-Eggert Road area to the westbound 198 ramp. Skagit Expressway also busy and congested eastbound from Delaware Avenue to Parkside and southbound on Parkside Avenue to the 198. Movement is sluggish on the northbound Lakeshore Complex because of heavy volume and lane restrictions on the Father Baker and Skyway bridges, and you'll have to wait through an extra light change onto Delaware Avenue this morning.
You see this picture in the paper this morning of the president? Don't you feel sorry for him?
I do.
Now, here's Reagan. He's retired as an actor, pretty much. Don't think he's going to go back and do that in his career. He's winding up 8 years in the White House. Really not much to do. He's got these advisors. Larry speaks. He's talking. I feel so sorry for him. There's a picture of him in the paper this morning. And he's walking his dog, Lucky.
I know. He's kind of bored, I guess. I mean, let's face it. He's got the house in California that they just purchased.
Right.
He and Nancy are going to be living out there, overlooking the ocean and everything.
Somebody else is decorating it. He's got nothing to do.
I know. It's like a retirement home for the guy.
Well, you do pretty good, Reagan.
Yeah.
Why don't we call and scam the White House?
You really want him? You want me to tell him I'm Reagan?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me think of something here real quick.
Let's try to get the number first. We don't have the number.
All right.
Ronnie, walking the dog.
I can tell him I'm walking the dog.
Okay.
All right. I guess information's asleep this morning.
They don't even work for the government.
I tell you, this is nasty.
822 at KISS 98.5. We're calling information. We're going to try to get the area code.
Ma Bell's asleep.
For the White House.
Your telephone, may I help you?
Yes, good morning. Could I have information for Washington, D.C., please?
All right, sir, you would have to call 202.
855-1212.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's give it a try here.
Okay. So you want me to say that I'm walking the dog or something? All right. Hey.
You can do that.
I'll try anything once.
Can I help you, please?
Yes. Could I have the number for the White House, please?
Just a moment. Here's the switchboard.
The number is 456-1414. 456-1414.
Great. I love those things.
And don't blow this. Make it good.
All right. I'll do my best. I just hope they believe me.
You got to do this quick, too, because they trace you. Seriously.
They do? They trace calls?
If you're a goofball.
Oh, no. Okay. Here I come. I'm going to jail, folks.
White House.
This is the president.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Ronald Reagan. Could you call the Secret Service for me, please? I locked myself out again. I told Nancy I'd take Lucky for a walk. Left my darn keys in my brown slacks. Boy, is this embarrassing. I'm at a phone booth. Lucky's over at a fire hydrant lifting his leg. Oh, hi there. hurry, please.
Kiss 98.5.
Only 19, and the partying is always hot.
The exclusive KISS 98.5 AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Elliot Abrams. Sunny this morning, mixture of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. Could be an afternoon shower. High today, 63.
Tonight's variable clouds, same for tomorrow. Tonight's low about 43. Tomorrow's high up around 60. Now downtown, it's warming up. 47 in the Queen City. Here's Billy Ocean.
KISS 98.5.
KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station, the most music in the morning. It's 8:33.
And we are taking calls right now for judges. Here are the qualifications to be a judge in the Answering Machine Olympics. You must have a face.
Ooh.
And you must be able to dial.
Oh, no.
644-9850. We need four judges now. KISS 98.5, the number one hit music station, 836. It's the Rock and Boom Show, Graham.
Good morning. Hope you're having a good one so far. we've got our judges in line, and we're going to make a call to Western New York or Southern Ontario coming up before 9 for up to $5,000 in cash.
And we're going to play the Answering Machine Olympics right now. The rules are as follows. People call us with their answering machines. They give us the number. We call the answering machine. Right now, we have four judges in place. Linda, Lori, Chris, and Maureen. They will judge whether these answering machines should live or die. If they live, they get fabulous prizes. If they lose, we give the phone number out on the air. We go to the first answering machine.
Okay, let's see if we can dial this up here.
Who are we calling this one?
We're calling Tony.
All right, we're going to call Tony first.
Tony. Yeah.
The judges are in place.
Yo, Tony.
At this very moment, listening.
Okay.
To this answering machine.
Hello, this is Tony. I'm not home right now. I'm probably out saving the world. So if you want to get a hold of me, you're going to have to leave your name, telephone number, and any message. When I get back, I'll call you. If you're a burglar, I'm downstairs loading my .357 Magnum and feeding my pit bull dogs. Other than that, bye.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That is Tony's answering machine.
And we go,
Linda, let it live or let it die?
Let it live.
Let it live. Why?
Why? It's a little original, I guess. I like the gun.
You like it? For originality, Linda says let it live.
All right.
We go to Lori.
That's right. Lori on the phone here. Hi, Lori.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Lori, why?
Because.
Because why? That's no reason, because.
How can you be?
Because is a reason your parents give you.
How can you be saving the world and be downstairs loading your gun?
Well, he said that if you're a burglar, you should be, you know.
He's got long arms.
Yeah, but he's either out saving the world or loading his gun.
He could be doing both.
But how do you
convoluted, but who knows?
He's a multi-talented guy.
Lori says let it die.
Let it die. Okay, Lori. All right, let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I say let it die.
Let it die.
It was not realistic.
Ooh. All right, Chris says let it die.
People are cruel. I'll tell you, go to Maureen here. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
What do you think?
Let it die.
Whoa.
Now, the other judges didn't pressure you, did they, Maureen?
Oh, no.
Okay, Maureen says let it die.
Maureen, why do you want to let it die?
It was boring.
Boring?
Boring. I would have hung up on him.
You would have?
Sure.
All right, well, if you want a chance to hang up on Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's his number.
All right, Tony's number is 668-5478. Okay? So if you want to call and harass Tony, you can. Now we're going to try and call Mike at home, see if we can get in touch with Mike's answering machine. Here we go.
Judges up on the wrong side of bed this morning.
Real nasty.
This is Mike.
Hi, you have reached Mike's sports hotline. At a press conference today, the Knox brothers announced that the Buffalo Sabres are not and will not be for sale in the near future. They also denied the recent rumor that a group of Philippine businessmen was interested in purchasing the team to move it to their hometown, where they would be renamed the Manila Folders. Please leave your name and a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
That is Mike's. We go to Linda for the verdict.
Yes.
Let it live or let it die, Linda.
Let it die.
Why?
Why? I don't like hockey.
Linda says let it die because she doesn't like hockey.
That's a good
reason,
reason.
Linda. Let's go to Lori.